Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. after the fourth year of being cooped up, we realized that there was no end to this. The robots started delivering the food. There was nowhere else to go. No one to complain to. No one to tell our sorrows to. The only way we would see our families would be through the square screens. Goodbye to raving. Goodbye to hearing the bass beating in our hearts. Hello, loneliness. Goodbye, compassion. After the fourth year, we gave up hope. Tin food started to taste good. Food that was freshly grown was rare, and you'd probably get it on the black market anyway. People were no longer arrested for not being vaccinated. Now they were just terminated. Everything had to be done how it had to be done. And there's nothing else that we could do.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Fire awake for the mothers and the fathers. No pain anymore. No pain anymore. Stay awake for the last and the others. No pain anymore. No pain anymore. Eyes open for the miracles and wonders. It won't rain anymore. No pain anymore.
Every time you were so sure that nothing went right, it's coming back to haunt you and demand an eye for
are listening to WRCT, your favorite radio station, one way or another. Zeal and Ardor there with Firewake, off a 7-inch of the same name. Ushang Vagush before that with a song that I'm going to spare you my pronunciation and just remind you that there's a playlist for this show available at our website, WRCT.org. I barely have a handle on English. The album is called Mtu. So, you know, you can find it yourself. Before that, band called Hadit with Three Ways of Death After Gravitational Collapse from their album Metaphysical Engines Approaching the Event Horizon. The Bug before that with the Fourth Day Neptunian Maximalism. Before that with Heliozoopolis, Le Creosphinx Sacres. I'm not sure I'm saying that right either, but we're going to go with that. We started off with Peter Butzman and Paul Nilsson Love doing Butterfly Mushroom some time back there. So, it's, let's call it like 9:34, 9:35, I think, ish. Again, don't, get a watch. Don't get your time from the radio. What can I tell you? I can tell you that your eyes are the windows to your health. When was the last time you had them examined? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can be easily corrected. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam today. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and from WRCT, where there are moths in the mixers. There are prosthetics, there is meaningful music, there is Radio Free Radio Saturdays from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on WRCT. This band is called Stress Angel.
Yeah. Thank you. you talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you? You can do it if you try.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here, and the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope, it was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground. Pulls me down here, this familiar, deep, dark cavern. Keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below. I say goodbye before I go. My last breath, at last I see the light.